Welcome to another edition of Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine across the coming months about various health topics. We're happy to have Dr. Jeromey, Vice Chair of Neurosurgery at Northwestern Medicine, on with us. It is Stroke Awareness Month. Dr. Jeromey, I wanted to ask you, first off, many of us have heard or have had somebody close to us have issues with strokes. Can you give us just a brief summary of exactly what is a stroke?
That's an excellent question. I would like our audience to think of stroke as primarily a problem with plumbing in the brain. Stroke is a problem that affects the blood flow to the brain, specifically either a disruption, in other words, a blockage of flow to the brain, or a leakage of blood to the brain. So this is where the plumbing analogy is very, very helpful. If one of the pipes becomes blocked, blood's not getting to that part of the brain, which means that part of the brain is going to be starving for nutrients and oxygen, and it's going to die. Or if that blood vessel, the pipe, so to speak, is leaking, that means you've got high pressure blood leaking into the brain and directly injuring the brain substance itself. So at the end of the day, because of a plumbing issue in the brain, a portion of the brain is injured, and that leads to that portion of the brain not working. And the effects of that are they're manifest on the body, typically by weakness, numbness, speech issues, visual issues, balance issues, and so on.
So what are the most common types of strokes?
Again, let's use the plumbing analogy. There's only two issues you can have with plumbing, either leaks or it's plugged. In the brain, the most common plumbing issue that occurs is the pipes, the blood vessels get plugged. And that's called an ischemic stroke. That's about 85% of strokes. The other 15% are where the pipes leak. That's called a hemorrhagic stroke, colloquially known as bleeding in the brain or a brain bleed.
May is Stroke Awareness Month. So here on Voices of Better Medicine, we have Dr. Jeromey, Vice Chair of Neurosurgery at Northwestern Medicine, and we're talking about strokes. Are there early signs that your body may be having a stroke in the coming days or weeks?
There is a phenomenon called a transient ischemic attack, again, popularly known as a mini stroke, where your body has the symptoms of a stroke, but they rapidly dissipate within minutes, sometimes hours, sometimes even up to a day. I do want the audience to remember those signs and symptoms because when they happen, even if they dissipate, that's a warning sign to call 911 immediately. The easiest acronym to memorize is the FAST acronym. It stands for face, arm, speech, and time. It basically means if a side of your face is drooping, or if you try to hold your arm up and you can't keep it up, it just droops down, it falls, or you can't use your hand. Or if you're unable to talk, or if you can't understand what somebody else is saying, that's the face, the arm, the speech part of the FAST acronym. Then T is time. It's time to call a 911 immediately. There's no time to waste. The faster you get to the hospital, the sooner we can deliver life-saving therapy that can ideally stop and even reverse the signs and symptoms of stroke.
If you're with somebody and you suspect that they're having a stroke, are there things that you can do besides calling 911 to help them in the meantime?
The most important thing you can do is to not brush it off and not ignore it. Often patients may be unaware. They may not know that they've got a facial droop. They may not know that they're not making sense or they're acting confused. So don't brush it off. And if in doubt, call 911. That's the number one important thing. The more time we have to fix you, the more brain there's left to save.
It is Stroke Awareness Month. We're talking with Dr. Jeromey from Northwestern Medicine. And Dr. Jeromey, if there's one thing that you want to make sure that our listeners know about strokes, what would that be?
The most important thing is to take stroke seriously. If you have any warning signs, don't brush it off. Don't say you're going to see your doc tomorrow or the next day. Call 911. Even if the signs or symptoms have dissipated, stroke will not give you a second warning. And if it's actually occurring, it's not going to sit and wait for someone to see you in a couple of hours. You want to get to the hospital quickly. Take these signs very seriously. Secondly, don't smoke. Take all the appropriate medications prescribed. Watch your blood pressure. Watch your cholesterol. lead a physically active life, exercise, watch your weight.
Such good information. I'm so glad that we can get this out to our audience during Stroke Awareness Month. Dr. Jarome, Vice Chair of Neurosurgery at Northwestern Medicine, thank you so much for joining us today on Voices of Better Medicine.
It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners. Thank you.